shouldn't come as a huge surprise that the time from when I first formulate an idea to when it becomes a tweet or a podcast episode is pretty short. Usually I can put it all together pretty quickly and tell you about what I'm thinking and, maybe, some of the ramifications of this idea that I have. But there's a long simmering idea I've had for about 3 years, and all of my efforts to compress it down into something functional or easy to describe have failed. So I figured I'd take a shot here. It's what I call the inside-out problem. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It, a podcast about technology, history, and getting myself out of debt. Thanks to Daniel Boyd, Jeff Atwood, and the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. What I call the inside-out problem is a generational perception of what the internet and online life exists for. What exactly represents being online, being in a public sphere, transmitting your ideas and your thoughts, your presence and your personal beliefs out to a nebulous cloud of people that pervades the entire world. What is your perception of this, and how much does your perception dictate how that fog, that global mist, should perceive you back? And the reason I'm struggling with this, and have for years, is because I'm not sure what good it does to accurately describe this issue. It's an open book as to whether it's just an idle observation, a theory, with no means of testing it or coming up with anything like solutions. I might as well be arguing about the fact that things get wet is saline or fresh water. Trivia more than a stated goal. I do think the situation is real, honestly a part of where we are now. As a 50-year-old with nearly 40 years of online experience, I can walk you through all of the evolution of how I grew up alongside our capabilities of networking through computers. I can describe who I was with or what I was doing when I first networked. I can tell you that while I'm first messing with computers, there are people in other areas first creating what we think of as BBSs and message forums. As I go from high school into college, the internet opens up more and more from engineers and paid professionals into people who are just attending college or know how to dial in to those colleges' capabilities. I can remember those days of finding out about the World Wide Web, not as an entity that had been there for decades, but as a growing experiment in my own hands that I myself was playing a direct part of. Watching the twists and turns between having a pager and then eventually a phone capable of messaging, and then having a screen, a full-color screen that functioned like a computer in my pocket, was a journey that I took, looking back like traveling on a mountain, down where things used to be, and looking up towards an undefined peak of where things could go. For example, Twitter, which represents just one of hundreds of weird experiments I had played a part of, grows exponentially out from under me until it becomes not just another weird messaging website, but an actual force changing politics, economics, and the perception of the world to itself, of the very fabric of society. The result of all this is that people like myself don't think of things like Twitter, Facebook, Matrix, Discord, even IRC, as anything other than layers draped on top of a life that existed before them. But what if the moment you were born, there was always a Google? What if there always was a phone in your parents' pocket, the pockets of your more connected friends, and eventually your own pocket, that enabled instant access to the entire cacophonous history of the human race? What if, instead of knowing the wires, the phones, the different laws that have been enacted to make things what they are now, you simply lived in it? In the same way that people of my generation might go decades without knowing the exact layout of power companies and natural gas lines, even though they affect everything we do, people born after a certain age no longer feel they have to think about what has led to this exact structure that they function in day after day. And some of this might seem obvious to you, but perhaps maybe it hasn't. What happens when these two groups of people interact in the same civic, personal, private, and public space? And it appears, based on interactions I've had across the last 10 years, to be an incredible amount of friction, disharmony, misplaced anger, and rage. Because in the inside-out world, the public spaces that you yourself think of as being such are the private spaces of others. Might be strange to you that somebody would log on to Twitter, talk to their individual friends through the open and fully connected Twitter sphere, and yet, in their own way, feel they're having a private conversation. And if somebody, let's say me, wanders in with his follower count and his different take into their conversation, I might be thought of as violating their privacy as egregiously as breaking into someone's car or unlocking their front door to make myself at home in their kitchen where they're having a private conversation. That fundamental difference of interpretation of what being online is has haunted, plagued really, a whole series of projects I've been involved in. When Archive Team desperately tries to save a social network, more and more there are people for whom they don't believe the social network is in any way a public-facing entity, and attempts by the Archive Team to copy it for posterity represents a violation. Still others are confused why I or the Archive Team would spend any time in their private space, giving it some sort of bizarre value of culture when they think of it as something disposable, ethereal, a conversation you have over fries and gravy at the local diner, forgotten the next day, maybe even the next hour. What is wrong with people like me showing up into these locations, these Tumblr blogs, these Discords, these Twitter streams that are clearly not for me, not for the people from a chosen group, and making ourselves at home as if we consider ourselves a valid part of the conversation? The inside-out problem is this fundamental difference of opinion. Looking back, I can't think how it would have been done differently, short of actions that would have represented a death knell for the opportunities of communication that we had, like licensing or training programs. I don't see how internet and online life could have been conducted so that people truly understood the ramifications of the world that they were entering. In much the same way that we all learn how to drive a car without directly being made aware of how much terraforming and manipulation of society led to the dominance of the automobile, we don't think about what led to the internet, what choices were made, the RFC process, the matter of a couple meetings here and there that forever changed which standards were going to become the dominant ones, and what decisions by which companies murdered, removed whole protocols and ecosystems in favor of walled gardens. It's an ever-widening gap of understanding going on, and I simply have no solution now that I've perceived this problem. Why do a blog entry or a Twitter thread about these thoughts when I know that every single point is going to be interpreted a different way and that people who are being affected by it on either side are either going to tell me it's not a problem or consider me a slack-jawed descriptor of the obvious? And so, here we are, with me struggling for metaphors for where the inside-out problem affected my own life. And I think back to my 20s, when I had a partner in love, and we would walk throughout a city, sitting down on benches and stones, and using the city and all of its thrush of activity and people and sounds and sights as our backdrop to a story that we thought of as a love story. That everybody else was a simple background painting playing a part in our own romance. And how differently I would feel about that situation if a picture or a recording or a video camera made us some sort of subject that would be played over and over again. If a renowned press photographer took a black and white photo of us and put it into the lifestyle section of a newspaper, winning a Pulitzer Prize for capturing a moment that we thought was only ours, and how differently we would perceive ourselves and our lives, how it was all turned inside out. I feel like right now we have an entire generation, with more generations coming behind them, who think of the world this way, as an ever-present private moment, randomly violated by the society and the online network that was designed from the ground up to broadcast everything all the time. What is going to happen? And I guess when I think of the conclusion that I reach, I'm not sure I like it at all, which is that people like myself will simply have to get out of the way. Simply scroll off the screen, become yesterday's news, the old ways, the ways it used to be, and disappear, leaving this new perception of the online world as a fundamental part of the human spirit to dominate, to be explored, and to be experienced on terms which we can't even play a part in, much less dictate. The inside out, the beyond within, it's here, and I guess it's time for me to step aside. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Josiah Lusher, James Bigkoyanu, Mark Pilgrim, Emilio Oliveira, Ernie Hershey, Michael Rubin, Craig Talbert, Dileep Reddy, Sean Kelly, Trixie the Cat, John Sturm, Eugene, Martin, Sembiance, and Anonymous, along with the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. I don't want to come off as being too dark about this. I'm sure there are entire outlooks on society and what roles we play, what parts we play, what roles we play, what opportunities we have, that for generations before me were the only way things could be, and adopting to the world as it is was a lot to ask. But I want to think my mind is open to this, that when I find myself facing up against a new perception, a new approach, the same young spirit I had trying to bring the online world into the offline that made so much sense as a teenager still burns within me. But perhaps that sort of exercise of imagination and base premises, just like most movements, come easier when you're young than when you're old. My mind has come up with a lot of shortcuts, a lot of simple rules that I can follow to get through my day. I feel the aching of trying to understand this new world, to not judge it, to try to say they came to this conclusion fully informed, and this is the choice that they made. And that's why, for so long, this idea knocked around in my head with no real platform, real place for me to talk about it. But here, where I think people understand where I'm coming from and what made me what I am, my own inside out, it found a home.